The Democratic field of presidential candidates is shrinking. Later today, Congressman Dennis Kucinich is expected to end his campaign. Three leading candidates go on, and much of the attention is focusing on a fourth giant Democratic figure. We're going to get the latest from NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson. Mara, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
So you open your newspaper or your computer today, and you find out the New York Times endorsed Hillary Clinton for president, and yet even that endorsement contains a warning.
That's right. They asked her to take the lead in changing the tone of the campaign. They said it wasn't good for the country, for the party, or for her. And they also talked about her husband's overheated comments, which could do long-term damage to her candidacy. That is the big news this week, the way this campaign on the Democratic side is being waged.
Meaning that Bill Clinton has become the news rather than his wife.
Not just Bill Clinton. It's the strategies and tactics of the Clintons together. They're really inseparable at this point. He's not a separate story. One of the things that had to happen yesterday was that the Clintons finally pulled a very controversial radio ad where they mischaracterized a quote from Barack Obama about Ronald Reagan. I think this is a pretty classic example of hardball politics, and there really are no more effective practitioners of this on the Democratic side than the Clintons. First, accusations are made, they're inaccurate or they're incorrect or they're misleading. Then they get fact-checked on page 23 of a newspaper that few people read, but the doubts about Obama have been raised, the charges have done their work, and the big megaphone of Bill Clinton, and he has the biggest one in the universe, can't be matched by any fact-checker for a newspaper.
And whatever Barack Obama might have wanted to be talking about, he's spending time instead and news time instead countering the Clintons.
Absolutely. Now, we have to say that Barack Obama has not figured out yet how to get out of this tactical box that the Clintons have put him in, how to kind of rise above it and fight back using humor or some kind of disarming and effective line. But he has been tangled up in a tactical battle with the Clintons. And I should point out that he also pulled an ad this week, a very tough response ad to their ad, where he said, she'll say anything and change nothing.
What are other Democrats saying about Bill Clinton in particular getting involved in these kinds of attacks against a candidate?
Well, some of them are saying he's tarnishing his own legacy. They're very uncomfortable about these tactics. But don't forget, it's not just Bill Clinton. As one of the Clinton aides said to me, this is what she wants him to do. In other words, if he wasn't helping her campaign, he wouldn't be doing this. This is a strategy. You know, having a number of Clinton campaign surrogates and officials raise Obama's drug use, teenage drug use, which he admitted in his book, and then having Hillary Clinton say, oh, that's inappropriate. That's a strategy. Having Bill Clinton raise racial issues, even tangentially, saying, for instance, she's getting votes because of her gender, he's getting votes because of her race, and that's why people tell me she can't win in South Carolina, puts him in a box, makes him the black candidate. Now, Democrats are uncomfortable with this because they say this is the kind of politics of personal destruction that was waged against the Clintons. It's one thing to be swift-voted by Republicans. It's another thing, they say, when one Democrat is doing it to another.
Can the Clintons succeed in the short term and yet hurt their party in the long term?
That's what some Democrats are saying. Hillary Clinton keeps on repeating, oh, we're all going to be unified in the fall. I guess what she's saying is that as soon as she gets the nomination, Barack Obama will be campaigning for her. But others say that this could cause a rift in the party that will be hard to heal. And they say that this could backfire because these kind of tactics on the part of both Clintons remind so many voters of the things they don't like about the Clintons, and this certainly will be used against them in a general election by the Republicans if she's the nominee.
Mara, thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.
That's our national political correspondent, Mara Liasson, and we'll give you one final note. It comes from the satirical newspaper The Onion, which contains a mock headline. Bill Clinton, screw it, I'm running for president.